Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm joined here in studio with Josh Owens. And Josh and I just got back from the Bundy Ranch in Nevada, the showdown at Bunkerville. This was an amazing precedent. For so long, I've been following these stories. I've seen people brutalized. I've seen martial law enacted one place after the other. I've seen them incrementally taking people's rights away, whether it's their free speech rights, whether it's their Fourth Amendment rights, their Sixth Amendment rights, their Second Amendment rights, even their First Amendment rights. The government is taking all of our rights, taking our property rights. That was what was at stake here. This is much, much bigger than just one rancher and his grazing fees and the tortoises that they were using as a pretense to shut these ranchers down. Now, we've got Josh Owens we're going to be talking to this half hour. At the bottom of the half hour, Alex Jones is going to be joining us. And at the top of the next hour, we're going to be joined with Jerome Corsi. And he's going to be talking about the massive crony capitalism that is actually motivating these corrupt politicians to do these types of things to people. And we're going to be talking about how it's not just here, but it's many, many other places. According to his research and according to reports that we've had at InfoWars here, he wrote a story. We wanted to get him on to talk about the extensive tentacles of the Chinese government, the deals that they're making with Obama to sell off the land, to give them title to the land because they now essentially own America with this debt that they've bought up. So it's a big story. This is being used like carbon credits. The Bundy Ranch had two things going for it. One of them was that they needed to get them out of there. One of them was that they needed it for essentially carbon credits for mitigation, as they call it. As they were going to develop these projects throughout the area, whether it's solar power projects or whether it is mining minerals or fracking or whatever, for all the things that they wanted to do to the land that the government claims ownership of, they wanted to have the Bundy area used as a mitigation area, as a place that was going to be extra pristine. The other part about it was that he had grazing and water rights. And if the federal government can come in and take his grazing and water rights that his family has had for generations, they can come in and take your rights at your suburban home.
They've already done it with the property taxes that weren't in all 50 states the last 30 years.
Yes.
You do not own your house.
That's right.
And it's the same thing with this. Washington Times just came out, and they basically have Harry Reid's people, it's up on drudgereport.com, admitting that it was the stories coming out about Reid connected to this is why the orders came down. And that's the liberals saying that because they're like, your guns didn't make us back down. Harry Reid told us to. Well, no kidding. That's why we did this, so there wouldn't be bloodshed.
That's right.
On Friday, I was trying to figure out a way to try to not have a standoff and a bunch of killing. And I'm not taking credit. All I'm saying is we dug into Reid. He was involved. Drudge linked to it. It was the number one story Saturday on the internet. The number fifth story on Sunday.
Well, the story broke as we were talking in overdrive. And then we went down and gave the information to the sheriff's office. Then we called up the BLM on a teleconference and gave them the information. Then everything changed overnight.
Here's the article right here. And it's later in here where they admit it all.
Wow.
Anyways, you guys get Josh's take on. I want to hear from Josh what it was like.
Sure.
Coming up in the next segment. You know, that's the key. What was it like being on the ground there? You know, hearing the loudspeaker saying, you know, we will shoot when you march through there. Because that's the key. But I'll quit bugging you guys. It's just very, very exciting to see, you know, all this unfolding.
So, Josh, when we were there on Friday, they had already taken down the signs. They were not backing back, even on Friday, even as people were accumulating. But we had just gone with the story that Kit Daniels wrote. We had just, Alex had covered it as we were talking to him live at the site. He covered it in overdrive. He's very excited about it. And from there, we went down to Nevada. And now we're out of time. I'm going to be right back with Josh. I was about to give him a chance to say something. He's going to break down for you what he saw. I've been talking about what I saw. We'll be right back with Josh. Alex is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And Jerome Corsi is going to be talking to us about what the Chinese are doing all across the country.
And by the way, you guys kind of look like Confederate generals together in here. I think that's racist. Cut the beards off.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm joined in studio with Josh Owens. And the two of us have just returned from the Bunkerville, Nevada standoff between federal agents from the BLM and the Bundy family. Now, there's an interesting story that's just come up on the Washington Times. And they are saying that it left little doubt that there was a highly charged episode was threatening to become a political headache for the Nevada Democrat. They have a quote that says, based on information, well, this is actually the statement that Corns put out. They said it was likely pressure from upstairs rather than weapons from the field that changed his mind on the matter. This is Americans Against the Tea Party. That's a liberal group that said that. So they believe that it was Harry Reid that made this stand down, because the order, Josh, came from the guy who had been his senior policy advisor, who is now the director at the BLM, Neil Corns. And he's the one that called the stand down. And of course, Neil Corns has been a Harry Reid guy from the very beginning. And he also has extensive connections with in the mineral industry. His father worked with a lot of gold and mining companies. He sits on the board of directors of very many mining companies. He's all about getting the resources in that area that the federal government is claiming ownership of. But we saw a dramatic turnaround when we were there on Friday, and I want you to talk about this. When we were there on Friday, they had already taken down the cattle crossing guards, even though there was a lot of national press. And even by Friday, CNN was there pushing back against what was really going on. They were trying to push the government's narrative. You had a lot of national press there by that time. As in addition to us, they had put in Fox News, and CNN had shown up. But they were moving forward with their agenda. And then as we were talking live to Alex here, Kit Daniels brought up the story. And again, it was something that was first reported on a couple of years ago. But what Kit Daniels found were the connections between these solar projects that they wanted to do and the Bundy Ranch being a mitigation area where they were going to use it like carbon credits. And then we went down to Las Vegas to the sheriff's office, tell them what happened there.
Well, I'm sure people have seen the video, and if not, you can look, you can see it. It's on the website. It's on YouTube. We walk in and ask a simple question, and they were unprepared to answer a question. I mean, that was their job. Mm-hmm. It was their job to answer questions, and they weren't prepared to do it. So they wanted to speak with us outside, and they showed us the door.
The amazing thing that really got me angry, we went down basically to give them information. We were going to ask a rhetorical question about this corruption and the links to it. And, of course, we knew that Sheriff Gillespie had deep, long ties with Harry Reid. Anybody that's in high office there has ties to Harry Reid. Okay, and we wanted to talk to him about the fact that Harry Reid's son was a lobbyist. You know, we wanted to essentially present the facts to him that we had, that Kit Daniels had put into the story. He kind of cut us off and said, if this is about the ranch, we've got nothing to say. And I said, well, then give me your press release. They didn't even have a press release. But go ahead. At that point, it got us really angry when we said, let's talk about this outside.
Yeah, well, and it should have. It should have. I think the biggest thing that people who weren't there, something that people didn't realize is that it took a lot of courage for this family to stand up and keep saying no.
Yes.
No, we're not going to pay the fees to the federal government. And then they surround their house and no, we're not going to stop. And then they come and they throw their sons on the ground. They arrest them. They tase them. They throw the woman with cancer. They sling her and slam her onto the ground.
That was all like Monday and Tuesday. This was as the story was breaking nationally. Yeah. You know, this has been going on, of course, for 20 years.
Yeah.
But it's just now that they're coming in. And that's another thing that tells us something about that. And that's the timing. First Solar just broke ground with Harry Reid in another area, and they've got right there in Nevada, and they need this area to have their quote-unquote solar mitigation, to keep this pretense about protecting the tortoises there, as well as to get to take the last rancher standing to take his rights. That's what they've been doing all this time. It's that kind of incrementalism that they do against all of us.
Yeah. Well, I think that bottom line, we see so many people who are ignorant and so many people who don't have that fight, aren't willing to stand up because they believe that they don't have power, or a lot of them just don't care. But then when you go and you see these kind of people are willing to stand up and they're willing to, I mean, they were not going to back down and they're still not going to back down. They've come out and they've said, yeah, we know that the war isn't over.
That's right.
The war isn't over. It was a battle. We won this battle. And when they come again, we're going to do the same thing again.
That's the thing that I'm concerned about. I see a lot of people pushing back and they say, you think this is over? Of course we don't think it's over. We know it's not over. They know it's not over. The battle for America is not over. We still have a system here where we've got many, many government agencies, a whole alphabet soup of government agencies who are writing their own laws, who have their own militarized police force, who have their own courts. You have no presumption of innocence. This is the problem. It's not just the people who, this is an Agenda 21 portion, but they've got so many different areas where they're doing the same thing. Just look at the income taxes. Tomorrow's April 15th. Okay, look at how just this last week they broke a story that the IRS is going to go back and tax people for tax debts that their parents had. So they've always come after spouses for debts that their spouses have had, even if people are separated. Now they're going to come after you for things that they presume that your parents had. And that's the kind of thing we see, that kind of encroachment that we see going on and on. How do we stop that?
Well, I think we stop it just like these people stopped the federal government from coming in and taking their land up until now. And obviously it's not over, but we don't, I mean, these people could have started, they could have started paying their grazing fees. They could have said, well, it's not worth our time. It's not worth our energy, because obviously it would have been easier for them, not in the long run, because they're going to incrementally keep taking everything and everything and everything. Yes. There's nothing left.
And they understood that.
Yeah. But this family could have just said, well, we'll pay our fees and then we'll be able, we'll be able to have our time. We'll be able to sit inside and, we'll be able to relax. And that wasn't the case. I mean, if you saw this family, they were exhausted. I mean, they were to the point where, Of course, I'm sure that they're tired of this going on, but they're not going to stop, and they're not going to stand down. And we saw that when the sheriff came, and when the sheriff finally broke his silence, that Cliven, you know, everyone was cheering, you know, yeah, the BLM's leaving, but he said, no, that's not it. That's not all we want. Disarm the Park Service.
Yes.
Tear down these buildings where you're forcing us to pay to go on our own land. And the sheriff was standing there shaking, and he was scared because he saw someone that wasn't just saying, all right, you're giving us a little bit, now we're going to back off.
And the sheriff never did his job.
No.
He never got rid of the BLM. He never protected the people who were being robbed by the federal government, who were being attacked by the federal government, who were having guns pointed at them. Look, folks, it's a serious thing when somebody puts a gun in your face.
Yeah.
And when you've got sniper nests pointed at you, that's a very serious thing. And they had already, as Josh pointed out, they'd tasered them, they'd stuck dogs on them, they had arrested them, taken them to the ground. Dave Bundy was arrested before the guys were tasered multiple times. These guys shook off the tasers. They kept coming. And just like we're talking about, the motto of the Texas Rangers, you know, when the guy in the right keeps on a coming, he's always going to take down the guy who is in the wrong. That's what we saw happening. Very meek person. Wouldn't you say that they're kind of like Ron Paul, I said earlier, but a backbone of steel. And that was true of his sons as well, of Ammon and of Dave and of Ryan. These guys were the ones that were out front, that were standing up and talking to the people. When Ammon was back there, he was keeping everybody calm. He was saying, we don't need guns. We don't need to be afraid of them. Now, there were people that were in other areas that were carrying guns. I mean, we've been at many rallies, where civil rights rallies, where people are standing up for their open carry rallies. And one of my sons said, I've filmed three rallies, and the only one where we got attacked was where people weren't carrying guns. So there is something there, not even pointing guns at them, but knowing that there are people in the crowd that do have guns. But for the most part, people were unarmed and just refusing to comply with unlawful orders. And we stared them down, and they left. And it was amazing to see these guys backing up. There's the clip of them backing up.
Yeah, I think the fact is that there were a group of people who had guns pointed at them, and they were saying, we are going to shoot you. We are going to use lethal force, and they didn't back down. It's not just a victory for this family. It's a victory for the human spirit that these people were willing to stand up and keep moving forward and not stop.
And as you can see from the report that you put together, and again, Josh was up all hours of the night trying to get this stuff together, because they shut down. That's an interesting point. And they shut down the cell phone service in that area for the first several days that we were there in the protest area. And when somebody wrote a report about how it was had been shut down, and the Bundy family backed that up, said, yeah, we used to have pretty good service out here. On Friday, on Saturday, we had good coverage. We were able to live stream from the area, and that got red-linked by Drudge. That was the first day that we were able to live stream from the area. For some reason, we were able to do it with Skype, but we could not get our phones to live stream up until Saturday from that area. So that changed. But it was amazing to see these guys back down. If you see that picture that we just showed up there as them walking back when they gave up, they were kind of walking backwards. They would not turn their backs on the crowd because they were afraid of the crowd. And when you see that guy with the mustache and the beard and the sunglasses come up to parley, they were afraid of Ammon. They were trying to create the terms, and the Bundys would not take their terms. They kept saying, taking the initiative, essentially. What the government, what the people always try to do is to say little things, like say, I want you to stand over here. I want you to come this way. Let's go over here to talk.
Yeah, just
they were giving the orders. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the Bundys were giving the orders. The Bundys were taking the initiative. And when people are showing these Homeland Security documents, and maybe they're genuine, maybe they're not, I don't know, Homeland Security may come out and say, well, this is our plan all along, and I'm sure that they are going to be back. But I'll tell you what, they were not expecting it. You know that they were not expecting it.
No.
It took them completely by surprise that we went to get the cattle.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and the fact that guy, I don't know who he was, BLM, whatever he was, the guy with the beard, with the glasses,
yeah,
he was like, we're trying to de-escalate the situation. We're trying to make you guys, you know, we're trying to make this safe. While there are guys standing behind him pointing guns at us, saying that if you come any closer, you're going to get shot. And Ammon said, you're going to leave. Those are the terms. You leave.
That's right. And I heard it bothered me so much to go back to the motel rooms where downloading the footage, transcoding the footage. I flipped on the news and I saw Fox News reporting this and basically saying that they stood this down because they were concerned about the safety of the public. They were the ones pointing guns at us. We weren't pointing guns at them. The people down there in the trenches were unarmed. or they had their guns shouldered, holstered like Ryan there. We're going to be right back with Josh Owens. We're going to be talking to Alex at the bottom of the hour as to what this means across the spectrum, and Jerome Corsi about China buying out America, making good on their federal debt. We'll be right back.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, joined in studio here with Josh Owens. We just got back from the standoff in Bunkerville, Nevada, where people stood up to federal agents pointing loaded guns at us, threatening to kill us, threatening to shoot, threatening to use lethal force if we did not leave the area. They said they had a court order, Josh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they had a court order to use lethal force to kill everyone out there.
Right.
And, I mean, the people that were on the other side of the fence, the citizens and the Bundys, they weren't standing behind shields.
That's right.
But the other guys, they had their doors open. They were standing behind shields because they're cowards.
Full body armor, helmets, and standing behind their doors, standing behind their vehicles with a loudspeaker saying, go away, go away. It was amazing because there were so many of us, and we outnumbered them by so many. They truly were afraid, even though they had their shields, their body armor, their weapons pointed at us, and their loudspeaker threatening us about their supposed court order. You know, they were very much afraid, and it was great to see them backing up. They would not turn their backs on us as we shouted at them. We were not threatening them. They were threatening us. And yet the way they put this out from the BLM press release and the way it was reported by the mainstream media was that they were worried about the safety of the public. Yeah. They were the ones pointing guns at us. Yeah. They were the ones threatening to shoot us. We were the ones walking to them with arms up in the air, with flags in the air. It was a V for Vendetta moment, but with cowboys on horses. It was a great moment. Let me talk about this, where we go from this, because we've got Obamacare that's been put in by a lawful court order. Is it legal? Just because the Supreme Court justice says this, just because Roberts, who had already written an opinion saying that it was not legal, then for some reason, maybe it was one of the first cases of the NSA blackmailing somebody, who knows, because we see right after that we saw things happening with Petraeus. Was it the first instance of them blackmailing somebody? Because we've got the Supreme Court Justice Roberts writing both the majority opinion and the dissenting opinion, reversing himself very dramatically. And so does that then alter the Constitution? We can read the Constitution. We know that the government does not have the right to force us to buy something. What, they don't have any rights that are not specifically given to them. That's why they went through the motions of doing a constitutional amendment to create the income tax, that tomorrow is the day that they want everybody to file the income tax. When they did that, they made it about income, and that was very different from wages. Then they extended it during World War II to wages, said they were going to do it temporarily. Then they kept that on. Now they put on Obamacare and said they're going to use the IRS on Obamacare. How do we get out of this? Well, there's a good example back in November 15th, jury nullification. Jury nullification. Go for your trial. Stand up for each other. That's the thing that we learned yesterday, is that if we can't get – we can't count on Rand Paul or Ted Cruz to stand up there and dismantle Obamacare. We certainly can't count on the Republican leadership like Boehner. They love this kind of new power that it gives over us. They love to transfer money from the American people, property from the American people to their corporate masters. That's essentially what was going on here as well. It's the same type of things, the same patterns being put everywhere. In this particular case, you had a woman who owed no taxes. But she refused to sign the form. The IRS wanted her to fill it out using their numbers, and their numbers, of course, were zero. She said she wasn't going to do that. And so what they did was they took her to court, charged her with contempt, and this is what the judge said. This is how she instructed the jury. She said that it's not a defense to the crime of contempt that the court order was unlawful or unconstitutional. You hear that? It doesn't matter if what I'm telling you is unlawful and unconstitutional. You do it. And that's the attitude we saw out there with the BLM. It doesn't matter. The law is in our mouth. Okay, it's a fiat law. It's a dictatorship.
Yeah, I think what was the ruling? It was Marbury versus Madison. I could be wrong about that, where it said that if it's unconstitutional, then you don't have to follow the law.
Yeah, well, you know, what we're seeing here with this is essentially we have to understand what the Constitution is. We have to understand when the laws are counterfeit or when they're just fiat. Okay, when they're fiat laws, we need to know what the real law is so we can stand it down. Now, the question is, what do we do about Obamacare? In this particular case, in this lady's case, just because she would not sign the form, they take her to jail. They're trying to put her in jail, and they're instructing the jury that it doesn't matter if what I tell you is unlawful and unconstitutional. Well, you know what? There was one juror who stood up, even though he was hounded by the prosecutor's office. He stood up. Nullify this. It takes one person out of 12, only 8% to stand up.
Yeah, well, what I see a lot is when we go out on the street, do these man on the streets, and people ask, well, yeah, this stuff is going on, but what are we supposed to do about it? Look at this family. Look what they did. This is what you do about it. You don't sit down. You don't take the easy way.
That's right. We're going to be right back We're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour with Jerome Corsi, and I'm going to give you last words here, Josh, when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking about the standoff and the stand down of the militarized BLM presence there. They essentially had martial law. No free speech. Anybody that steps foot on their on the king's land is going to immediately be taken down, tased, arrested, brutalized. Sniper nests, observation posts. It was martial law, even though they didn't declare it. And what took it down? A vigilant people, people showing up, people understanding what was going on. And, of course, the reports about the crony capitalism and the corruption and Harry Reid's involvement in it. That's the story that's coming out. And that's the narrative. That's the understanding of the other people. They said this has been taken down. This is orders from on high because, of course, the head of the BLM now, Neil Korns, was one of the senior policy advisors for Harry Reid, just as his son was a chief lobbyist for one of these solar projects. And, Alex, they needed to get the rights to that area so they could use it like carbon credits, so they could take off his property rights, so they could put their property on there and sell it off as a kind of crony capitalism. And we're going to have Jerome Corsi joining us at the top of the hour, talking about how the Chinese government is trying to do this in myriad ways throughout the country.
Well, that's right, and that's why this is such a big deal. That's why it's really a keystone or a Rosetta Stone. Because as I said when I popped in earlier, I want to recap that and then walk through this for folks, why it's so important. It's a propaganda victory for liberty. If they would have shot 100 of those people, it would have been a victory for liberty, but would have probably started a physical revolution. So we don't want that to happen. But we would have had the moral high ground when the revolution starts to restore the republic, and could have ended the Civil War a lot quicker than if they staged New Oklahoma City to blame on us, to make us look bad, to start the Civil War preemptively where they have the jump.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how governments and systems think. If you go back to Egypt and the Israelites coming out, it was over land and abuse and torture and uprisings. Moses. If you look at what happened in 1989 in East Germany that you mentioned earlier, and we've had former members of the Stasi secret police on who hated the regime, didn't like what was going on, were ordered to arrest or shoot people that tried to get out of the country or get out of East Berlin. They finally just stood down. They finally just did their job, and so the Berlin Wall came down. We saw this in Romania with Ceausescu right around the same time, where the ministry police were aiming their guns at the people, and the people started marching forward. They shot a few, but then the other guards got really freaked out in the police and threw their guns down or turned their guns on the military and started shooting them.
Let me interject something here. One of the Bundy daughters said she went over and she talked to one of these guys who was in one of the vehicles. I think it was the night when they had stopped it. I'm not sure exactly the time, but she...
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, and she said, why are you doing this? Don't you understand what's going on here? He goes, yeah, I don't want to be doing this, but it's my job. She said, are you proud of this? He says, my grandfather would be so ashamed of me at this point. He understood that what he was doing was wrong. He was this close to doing the right thing because there is a higher law.
That's
There's
right.
A higher moral law.
Well, plus he has the grazing rights. I mean, see, it's just like if people stop paying property taxes. People go, well, that's the law. Property tax is from feudal Europe and feudal Japan.
Yes.
It means you didn't own your land. It meant you were a renter. It is a government rent. We did not have it anywhere in the U.S. till about 100 years ago. It's only been phased in nationwide in the last 30 years. But people now think that's normal. Bundy's like, my family's been here forever. We have the grazing rights. We've never paid it. He goes, I'll pay it to the state. And he's saying that's legitimate. I don't think that's legitimate. I don't think the state, even though it's more legitimate than the feds, trumps something that you've had on record. But this is the same thing. This is the domestication process. It's why they don't want lemonade stands. It's why they don't want local farmers markets. It's why they harass them. Because the big corporations want it shut down. So here's the larger issue. Worldwide, from Burma to Mexico, from the United States and Nevada to areas of Europe, they're banning cook stoves. They're banning wood stoves. They are forcing indigenous populations off of their land. And people don't know why Mexico City doubled in size the last 30 years. It's because they forced more than 10 million people who own their land but live there so long, they would say, well, where's your deed? Well, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, you know, going back 1,000 years, we're all buried here. And the town's named after me.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. Mexican troops came in, forced them off. Only place they couldn't force them off was Chiapas because they fought.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still fighting. Okay? Now, if you expand that, the last time I went to Cozumel, and I won't go there anymore. I've been there probably 25 times.
And they forced them all into the city, which is the Agenda 21.
Used to, you saw fishermen out there. I wonder why they were all mean now, unhappy, poor. Everybody was freaked out. And my dad speaks Spanish and stuff and talked to him. They said, no, we've all, the last 5-6 years, we're not allowed. My parents had gone with me and the family, you know, on a trip down there a few years ago. We're not allowed to fish anymore. Only the big factory trawlers are. And, wow. But then look here. They have limits on us fishing, but not the big trawlers. See, It's the globalist shutting everything down. So, and we learn it's China. It's Harry Reid. It's the BLM head. They're all involved in this. It's totally illegal on its face, just like all the other scams they run. So,
Just like Obamacare.
So it's Agenda 21 takeover, and the public's so ignorant, they're now saying it's a privilege to be a parent. It's a privilege to own a gun. It's not a privilege to travel. But the average cop goes, it's a privilege for you to travel. No, it's not. If I'm in commerce, it is. Mm-hmm. A commerce clause. See, we have the federal and state rulings. We're informed.
And that's what I see everybody pushing back. They're saying, the government had rights. The government owned this land. He has a privilege. He has permission. He violated that. They can remove that. We don't have any rights anymore. We only have permissions and privileges according
and
to
that's why when
and
you
only the government owns things. Only the government has rights.
Exactly. And that's why when you go in a national park or someplace, which this wasn't even that, they let you know you're lucky to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all they know they've stolen it all. So they're guilty. So they want to make you feel guilty to accept it. But to explain this to people, 90% of Nevada, it was 87, 90% of Nevada is federal, federally managed. But then they want to charge you and all the rest of it to come on it so they can spend $3-5 million to go after some guy and his cattle in the middle of nowhere. No, it's about them putting the solar farms just south of him. And in the expansion, phase two, it does go close to his property.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you said, this is the buffer zone. If you read the New York Times last year, Paul Watson wrote about it. They have mercenary groups for the UN going in to Uganda and literally burning and killing villages when they won't leave, shooting people. The New York Times admitted this to take their ancestral native lands off limits so they can have mines and strip mining and clear cutting next door. And an IMF World Bank controlled project. So you understand it's the exact same thing. It's the same program worldwide. And the New York Times talked about the mercenaries lining people up and shooting them. And I tell people who love the UN, and you know, every model has to give them, you know, and girls all wear the UN shirts because they care about the kids, that, you know, hey, the UN's running extermination programs under AFRICOM. They don't even believe it till you show them. The actual documentation till you show them what's going on. So this is a world fight here. And the point is, at Ruby Ridge, they killed the people. At Waco, they burned them down and killed the people. At all these modern events, the feds have not backed down and it's blown up in their face. See, we win either way, but we don't want people to die. And the historic magnitude of, I would say, close to 1,000 people there, Close to hundreds of people on horseback,
mm-hmm.
massing, and people on loudspeakers saying, we're going to shoot you. You come up to the fences, and they say, back off and we'll leave. No, we're not. Tear down the fences, march in with guys up on the berms, snipers, armored vehicles. You guys are so close. You're only showing part of it there on the video for TV viewers. And Drudge is, you know, linked to this video the last few days. In fact, we'll give folks the name of the video and show them the article here in just a moment so we can give it out and folks can go check it out. In fact, ask a Don or one of the guys to post it back as the top story on Infowars.com. There it is, historic. Feds force a surrender to American citizens. People on YouTube, a minority of them, say, Alex, why are you so excited about this? The feds will come back. You know, this isn't over. I know that.
Yes.
The point is that the iconography, the archetypal image right out of V for Vendetta, of where the people are marching on the Capitol and the military has been ordered to shoot them and they stand down, that's how Ceausescu fell. It's how the East Germans fell. It's how the old Soviet bloc fell. It's how every corrupt system falls. Now, I don't want the system to totally fall because you got a parallel republic and the New World Order takeover system that's using the old system to take it over. I want to reboot the republic before the globalists under Agenda 21 economically and culturally collapse us and then poses the savior. See, they create the false crisis that then poses revolutionaries. They're going to try to bring in a leftist system when they couldn't control the Occupy movement.
And that's what it's been about for a long time.
They then flushed it.
Yeah. You go back all the way back to the time of Robert McNamara, the IMF. They were accused of, and the correct way to put this out, is just rent-seeking. Essentially turning all of us into serfs, into slaves.
That's it.
They don't own anything.
Via laws.
They own everything. And that's why the BLM is going from management to ownership, so then they can transfer that to the globalists.
Well, that's right. And of course, before with the BLM, people wouldn't put up with this. And it's like, I've got a ranch here for seven generations, five generations, and I've always run my cattle on this before this was there. And so they know that this sector of the public land is where such and such runs his sheep, or is where such and such runs his cattle, or is where such and such grows his oats. The point is that's the way that's always been out west where more than half the land's federal. They prey on the ignorance of the public to not know this. But this is what it all comes down to, is that is that it shows that the feds didn't want a new Lexington or Concord. They didn't want, at the point of where the people called their bluff, they backed down, and it shows the moral authority. And it was because of the iconography. It was because of the images of the people in the cowboy hats, the American flags, the whole deal. We, the real America, were reclaiming the country from the hired mercenaries out in the middle of the desert at an extreme expense, who've run off the 52 other families, bought them out, forced them out, now bluffing and lying and saying, well, you wouldn't sell, Bundy, so now we say you owe us grazing rights. They just pulled that out of the air, had some federal judge certify it, when all the precedents, all the history, all the state rulings, all the other federal rulings show that. This is about calling their fraud. And if people ever realize, no amount of property taxes, no amount of grazing fees, no amount of cops writing tickets will ever pay for this. The more taxes we get, the poorer we get, because the globalists have signed the federal taxes onto derivatives, 1.5 quadrillion, 700 trillion U.S. is our global portion. This is all on record at Davos. This is all openly in the mainstream news. 90%+ of that is not even our debt. They've signed us onto a black hole that no amount of money will pay off, precisely because of that. They've signed America, this engine of liberty, this engine of wealth, onto a giant bill that's not ours, that's so big that nothing will pay it off. And so why do they want the taxes so high it bankrupts everybody? Three words. They are exempt. On record, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Bushes, the Obamas, all these people are basically tax exempt. GE, Google, I mean, most of these companies pay zero tax. Warren Buffett, oh, he's so nice, he put $100 billion with Bill and Melinda Gates and his foundation. You go look at it, they run their companies as tax-free now. They live in giant mansions with their helicopters and everything free because it's owned by the foundation. You or I can't go do that with our $300,000, $400,000 when we retire, hopefully that we've got saved. It's being inflated away. We can't do that with our house because the property taxes always go up to eat out the profit. They are the money changers are up against the free market. They call it overheating when the economy starts growing past 3.5%. We had 10% growth rates from 1789 right through the Great Depression. But ever since our country went into receivership, it's never ended. It's just gotten worse and worse, from the richest nation in the world to the most indebted, from the healthiest nation in the world to the most sick, from the most aggressive and inventive nation to the most slovenly and dumbed down on every front. We can rediscover the animating spirit of liberty. What happened in Nevada, when we have the moral high ground, when exercised over and over again, they're buying armored vehicles. They're trying to take on the Tea Party and gun owners and libertarians, because the globalists have looked at the only opposition in this country that articulately knows it's a global UN banking cartel takeover. They've already seized the country. They believe they own the country through fraud. They believe they've conquered it. But if we ever go, wait a minute, you did this by fraud. The Federal Reserve's not federal. Wait a minute. When the cops figure out why their parents are going bankrupt, when the firemen figure out why that's happening, when the FBI agents, you know, has their kid die of cancer and finds out, wait a minute, that brain cancer virus is in vaccines, when they find out their little kid died. See, the New World Order is going to hurt people so bad that there's no way we can lose. The question is, how far do we go down this hellhole before we find our fighting spirit?
That's right, and that's exactly what we saw happening here. When we played that clip from Ammon Bundy, he said, these are hills that we grew up on for generations. We were free to roam them. And one day,
they beat up teenagers that pull up with their trucks and their girlfriends to fish. BLM shows up with guns and says, What are you doing here?
Exactly.
I mean, literally a bunch of armed, crazy goons running around.
One day they wake up and they got snipers on the hills with their guns pointed at them. And Kit Daniels found the documents where the Walton Family Foundation says, we'll give $400,000 to help the environment here, as soon as you get the Bundys off of their ranch, as soon as you get their trespass cattle off. And, of course, that same family foundation, the guy who runs it, is sitting on the board of First Solar, which is going to, has already broken ground for their solar project, using the Bundy Ranch.
It's incredible.
As mitigation.
And then the Chinese-backed, Chinese government-backed group, $5 billion, to come bring in this infrastructure, which we could put in anyways, but is a boondoggle. All this is, all these energy deals to the Democrats are literally just payoffs. Yeah. It's like when George Herbert Walker Bush gets paid $1 million to speak in Japan or Beijing, in Tokyo or in Beijing. It's on record. That's what those are from these governments. When the Saudis pay Bill Clinton $1 million to come speak over there. Okay, $1 million, folks. That's all this is a total takeover of our civilization. And so they've got their blueprint. We've got ours. We tell the story. We tell the narrative with the imagery of us at the Alamo with our guns defying the police and their unconstitutional law. They back down there. Remember that? Mm-hmm. That was just a few months ago.
Oh, yeah.
You guys go and you do this and walk towards the guns as they're saying they're going to shoot you. And they're sitting there thinking, man, am I going to just shoot some people? Plus, it's like Lexington. You guys had your guns down at your side. You were reporters. You had a video camera as a gun. But the people with guns, once the feds started shooting,
that's right,
people were going to be shooting back. And see, now there's the realization, oh, you're really going to have a civil war now. You're really going to die for the lie, for the fraud of you didn't build it. Bundy, you didn't build this. Your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, seven generations, didn't build this. Get off, because we got a bunch of Chinese communists and Harry Reid and people, and the Walton Foundation. What do you think Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, and all these groups do? Yeah. They come in, they get you to sell your land out for nothing. They flip it and build condos on it 10 years later, and nobody remembers. I'm going to come back with one more segment with you, David. Then I'm going to turn it over to you and Dr. Jerome Corsi. Got a bunch of other news as well coming up. But this is historical. This is a big deal.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
You've heard about the lowest price promise at Emergency Essentials, but did you know? Right now, you can save $100 on a Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filter. While supplies last, get 40% off a personal emergency kit, 43% off Red Feather Butter, and 46% off the Victoria Hand Grain Mill. And don't forget, you can save over $250 on the year supply of basics. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million. And what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and Alex is with me for the next segment. We're also going to be talking to Jerome Corsi, because he's going to question this out about what's going on with the Chinese everywhere. Clearly, there was a link between Harry Reid and his son and the Chinese energy company. as well as current solar projects that are underway there.
Well, more than a link. I mean, that was in the news 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
We just hadn't realized it was that land.
Specifically mentioning that land as essentially their mitigation area.
And you got to get rid of Bundy.
Exactly.
Because the cows will get into the... You know, and the electrical stuff.
I tell you, Alex, I wish you could have been there. I know you would have loved to have been there. It was just amazing to see that victory. See people walking up there, standing down, the men with guns pointed at us.
If I was you, I would have Corsi on for, say, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants to ride shotgun, that's fine. I would do 30 minutes of calls from folks to get their take on this. People are really excited.
Yeah.
You'd even do overdrive if you feel like it today, because this is the time to celebrate into a fourth hour if you wanted to. But if not, that's fine. The Nightly News is coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central at PrisonPlanet.tv. Look, I'm going to leave it at this. Tiananmen Square did not go the way the East German collapsed it, or what happened in Ceausescu, or what happened with the Magna Carta. It went the way that 1775 Lexington Concord did,
mm-hmm.
With violence. But at Lexington Concord, we won that battle. Mm-hmm. And I have no doubt that if a firefight would have started, they didn't. The globalists want to blow something up, then have a firefight start, and say we blew up a federal building with a daycare center in it. Mm-hmm. That's how they're going to do this.
Yeah.
They don't want it out there taking people's land because they can't spend that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not saying the average BLM would be involved in that. I'm just giving them intel on how the real world works. Okay, now the false flags are being declassified. Cy Hirsch is reporting on it. So this didn't go the way of Tiananmen Square. This didn't go the way of Ruby Ridge. This didn't go the way of Waco. This went good, and it was one of the first times we've seen something go well. And it shows in the minds of the BLM and the establishment, they know they're losing the moral high ground. Because they're there to clean people off. This is happening all over the West and all over the East and all over the Midwest. Wherever there is people near national parks or public land, or people that own the land that's inside of national parks that they held onto, they're just locking the gates, not letting them in. They're harassing them. This is part of an Agenda 21, get us off the land. You know, write tickets and shut down those little girls selling lemonade or mistletoe. It's about tracking everything you do in commerce while they turn your resources off. It's about put the Indians on the reservation, put the blacks on the plantation, put the poor white people in the sharecropping operation. You can only buy your products where? The company store.
That's right.
Folks should look into that. This went back to the Romans.
That's why you're always playing Tennessee Ernie.
I owe my soul to the company store, because this is what's happened over and over again. This is not some new system. The Republic's new, 235 years old. Feudalism is 6,000 years old.
Yeah.
That's why we know it. We know its paradigm. We know how it works. We know where it goes. We know how to beat it. And this, what you saw, if duplicated, and we own this victory, and don't let the COINTELPRO disinfo it, and, oh, we didn't win anything, they'll be back. Of course they'll be back.
Yes.
We rediscover our fighting spirit. That's how we win. Now, listen, I'm going to turn things over to you. Incredible job, you and Josh, everybody, and your great wife. I know, you know, she was right there, you know, watching on the live stream with everything you went through, so God bless her strength and your great family and the great crew. We've done 2 hours now, and we've not plugged one thing on air. Other talk shows do it every hour. Folks, if you want to see more reporting like this, if you want to see us strong, we're going through a lot here to fund the operation, buy the Molon Labe products at madein1776.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the cap that you saw David wearing that got so many comments out there, Made in America. It's a 1776 with a little coiled snake on the side. Get the George Washington belt buckles. They're almost sold out. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, Made in1776.com, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, share your memberships, spread the info. It was your internet support that drove this, and Drudge and others in an info war. That's the final point. We defeated the mainstream whore media in this. We defeated the globalists. We defeated George Soros. We defeated the UN. We did it. It's a blueprint for victory. So war bonds, buy stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. We need treasure for this war. Phyllis.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a
a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.